time for the Positive Chats podcast. And this morning we're going to be chatting with Linda Evans Shepherd about her book, Prayers for Every Need. As we continue our conversation with prayer right after the prayer closet. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to be here, Jeff.
Well, appreciate your time this morning. Where we find you at?
Well, I'm in Longmont, Colorado, smelling the lovely smoke of the latest fire.
Gee. I guess we can't complain. We're just cold here. You got beautiful scenery there, and we got flat farmland here. So, well, looking forward to talking to you about prayer in your book, Prayers for Every Need. First off, let's get to know you a little bit better. Tell us about yourself, what you do, and how you came to write this book.
I was a very happy mom and never thought about writing a book at all. And when my life changed, when the circumstances changed, and my daughter was thrown out of the car in a violent car crash into the freeway in her car seat, I knew that our lives were changed forever. And so I went on a quest to learn how to talk to God, because the doctors told me that my daughter would stay in that coma for the rest of her life. And I wanted to know, could God change our situation? Could he hear me? Did he care? And so, you know, I was a little girl who grew up in a Christian home, and I taught to say grace at the table in my 99 bedtime prayers. But what did I really know about reaching God in a time of crises? And so I became what I call a prayer detective. And so with all the things that I learned pressing into God, I want you to know that God did answer my prayer a year after the car crash, when we put my daughter's brand new born baby brother in her arms. That was the moment she came out of coma. So I never expected to write a book, but I felt that gentle whisper in my heart to begin to write, and that was about 8 books ago.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess we should get a better understanding of what prayer is. What is prayer, and what are some of the misconceptions that we have about prayer?
Well, first, let's start with the misconceptions. People are afraid to pray because they're afraid they're not going to say the words right. I mean, that's how I felt when I really began to earnestly seek how to learn to pray. I was afraid I wouldn't say it right. I was afraid I would say something offensive to God. I was afraid I'd make him angry. And I didn't know exactly what I needed to do. And that's the whole point. Prayer is when we decide to talk to a God who loves us. And that phrase, the God who loves us, is what's really missing in our understanding of how to talk to God. God is a God who wants us to talk. So prayer is simply just sharing your heart with the Lord, sharing your concerns with the Lord. Now, some people pray with a laundry list of things they want God to do. They think God's a bellhop. That's not exactly correct either. God is majestic and mighty, a God who has unimaginable love directed at you. And he wants to have a friendship, a fellowship with you. So you can just start out by just saying, hey, God, good morning. Hey, God, I'm here. Is there anything you have for me today? Read the word and pray, Lord. Is there anything you want me to know as I read the word today? Would you just bring it to my heart? And the next thing you know, you are going to have a dynamic prayer life.
And you mentioned the laundry list, which all of us are guilty of that. Should we never pray like that, or is it okay? We're missing out on so much more.
It's okay. And you see a check mark that you have an answered prayer next to. You know, that's really fun when you can do that, but it's not the only way you should be talking to God. You should be, as you're driving in your car to work, oh, Lord, here we go again. Will you help me have the strength to face the day? Will you give me witty solutions? Will you talk to me today? Will you show me the right paths to take, the right answers to the questions that I can make? And the next thing you know, you're really talking to God.
Can we be angry at God and express our feelings and our anger, and for some people even cuss at God?
Personally, I would avoid cussing at God, but that said, God understands your anger and pain. And there's always time for you to say, forgive me, God, I forget who I'm talking to. God, with great compassion, who cares, and you can pour out your heart to him. If you open up the book of Psalms, you'll find it is a book of laments, where the young shepherd turned warrior David was fighting battle after battle and lamenting and being angry at how the wicked were winning or seemed to be winning, and calling out to God in his despair. We can do the same thing, but I want you to notice when you read Psalms, he always ends with praising God. But I know you're a God I can trust. I know you're going to bring me through this. I know that you are God of all. And so that's the difference. When you share your anger with God, be sure and stop and recognize who he is. Say, Lord, help me.
Tell us a little bit more about the Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore become boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Is that refer?
We have to be able to come to the Lord. My favorite prayer is this. It's help. Help. And that's the prayer that God always answers. But my next favorite prayer is, God, can you turn this into a miracle? And that's also a prayer he always answers. And then my third favorite prayer is, God, this is now your problem. I can't figure it out, so I'm giving it to you to resolve and to figure, because you are the God of all wisdom. You know what to do when I don't. And it's really a transfer of from worry to a state of, God, I'm going to trust you because you've got it.
Yeah, let's focus on that a little bit more, because that is so hard to do. He said, cast our cares on him, be anxious for nothing, but that is so hard to do. We should be to that point, really, where we can pray and then just not worry at all.
That's what we're aiming for. That's the goal. I prayed that way this morning over a situation in my own life where someone's being very unfair. And here's what I finally prayed. I thought about it. I worried about it. I tried to come up with all kinds of solutions. And then I just, you know what, God? This is now your problem. I'm going to give this to you. And I'm going to ask you to turn it into a miracle. And I'm not going to worry about it or try to figure it out, because it belongs to you. Now, when it comes back into my mind, I can say, oh, yeah, God's got this. Thank you, God. You've got it. You're taking care of it. You're working in ways I cannot see or even imagine. And you're going to be working this into a miracle. Or in other words, you're going to be turning it into my good.
And so God can use our needs to draw us closer to him.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, sometimes that is the only way God can get us to talk to us, talk to him.
Yeah.
And so when we have a crisis, what do? Oh, God, I need your help. Here I am. Can you see me? Can you help me? And you are talking to him. And that's exactly what he wants. He's after that fellowship with you. He's after learning, getting you to learn that you can trust him. And that you are loved by him. That's what he's after.
That we can find. How can we find peace then when we pray, put it to him, but there's still that uneasiness? How can we find that peace that God wants us so much to have?
We can cast our cares on him, like you said, and then we can remind ourselves, oh, yeah, I've given this to God. Oh, yeah. And sometimes we may have to remind ourselves all day long, but then if you really want it to stick, you really want to change your attitude, then you start to thank God and you start to say, God, I've given this to you and I'm so glad you have it. I'm so thankful that you're turning this into a miracle. I'm so glad I don't have to try to figure out the answer. Thank you, Lord. And that thank you is like the period with an exclamation mark behind it. Because now you've really begun to understand you can this God who loves you with this problem that you're facing. And so when you don't know, keep thanking him, and you will begin to feel the peace that passes understanding.
All right, what do we do when we feel God didn't hear our prayers or he's not answering it? We become impatient.
Well, we all have times when we don't hear God, or we don't hear what we want God to say. That can happen too. Or when it's just a time where he's teaching us how to trust him, when we don't hear him every second of the day, when we don't feel his sweet, loving presence with us. And so in those times, it's kind of like, I think of it like walking through a wood in the dark night without a moon in the sky, and it's just so dark, and you don't know where you're going. And that's when you just start to say to yourself, you know what, God loves me. He's going to get me through this. I may not see or hear him right now, but I know he wants me to trust him anyway. It's sort of a trust God exercise.
How do we know, because I'm sure God will tell us no to our prayers, but how do we know when he's saying no?
Well, that's always a really good question. Sometimes you don't know until later. Sometimes you never know. Sometimes you can watch. But even when he says no, you have to understand he said no for a reason, for a purpose. He's got a plan. He's got a greater miracle for you. But sometimes those no's are really hard. Like, you know, 28 years after the car crash that injured my daughter died, got an infection, and the doctors couldn't save her. And it was a no when I asked him to heal her that was so hard. But what I learned from that is death is a healing. And when it comes to someone who is in the kingdom, someone who loves God, and death is only a temporary separation, and I will see my daughter again. And the miracle is now that God comforts my grieving heart, and God is there for me, and God has never let go of my hand, and God has brought me through the valley of the shadow of death. And so there was a greater miracle there, but it took me a while to see it. And I think sometimes we just have to trust God even in those no's. And that's when we begin to understand he still has it. He's still God in heaven. He's still a God who loves us. He's a God who cares. And he is a God who is getting us through the hard times.
And the healing prayers are sometimes hard because sometimes that person doesn't get healed. Or sometimes we expect, okay, they'll be healed right away, or it takes a long time. Or what about the confusion that might come with that?
Well, I say always pray and ask God for the desire of your heart. And if that is healing for your loved one or healing for yourself, pray. I'm a person who prays all the time, and I pray for healing for people all the time. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen absolute miracles when I've prayed for healing over people. And then there are times that I don't. Now, the times when I see God answer my prayer with a miracle or with a healing, it is such a sweet pleasure to know that God heard me and he answered with a loving miracle. And in times when I don't get the prayer I wanted, then I have to press into God, you didn't answer my prayer the way I'd hoped, but you are still a God of love. You are still a God who cares. And I'm going to have to trust in your tender mercies. And I'm going to have to trust that you'll heal the broken hearts involved in the no, and just continue to push on. Because see, it's really all of that relationship. And when you learn to trust God in the yes and the miracles, that's great, that's easy. But when you have to learn how to trust God in the no's, now that will show you whether or not you really love God, or you just love what he might be able to do for you.
We're talking with Linda Evans Shepherd about her book, Prayers for Every Need. And Linda, you have your book divided up into different topics. Tell us about the different sections that you have.
Well, this book took about, 30 years to write. It's based on about a dozen of my books on prayer. And so when my publisher came to me and said, hey, we want you to pull out all your prayers in a compilation, I'm thinking, I probably prayed the same prayer in every chapter in every book. No, I didn't. I actually have such a variety of prayers. And as I begin to organize them and put them into topical alphabetical order, I begin to pray through them again, I realize this is like my prayer diary. This is the prayers I have prayed, the prayers that are still alive in the throne, before the throne of God. And it was so exciting, and it's exciting to me to be able to share it in this little compact book. And you can also get it, by the way, on Audible and listen to it. And in fact, I just played it. I just listened to the book on Audible, and those prayers are alive and filled with power. And it was so much fun to pray them again and again. I'm gonna read it again and just experience those prayers again. And I just recommend that if you are at a loss on the language of prayer, grab a copy of this little book, Prayers for Every Need, and learn how to talk to God.
Some of the chapters you have are difficult times, emotional care, family and friends, forgiveness, God and mercy, grief and loss, trust and obedience, restoration, personal transformation, and so much more. Is there any particular section that maybe was hardest for you?
Well, you know, because I am a person who prays, and I've been a prayer detective, experimenting into prayer and just trying to learn the language of prayer, I think it wasn't necessarily hard. No prayer was particularly hard. Some prayers are more difficult to pray. I have a prayer for those who are thinking about suicide. And as I wrote that prayer was difficult because I could feel the pain of those lost in that dark night. But it's by the way, that prayer is called Call to Live, and I can read it. It's very short. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please, because we do often hear from people that are having thoughts of suicide. So yes, absolutely.
Lord, thank you that you are calling me to live and that you have promised to walk with me through my troubled times. Thank you that my times of trouble won't last forever. I also take this moment to the enemy, which is the devil, to hush his lies of discouragement and despair over me in the power and authority of the name and the blood of Jesus. I pray now for family members or friends who are tempted to take their lives. I pray that they will trust in you and live. Thank you that you will help these dear ones to get to the other side of their pain. And that's so crucial that we learn that our worries, our troubles are only temporary. And, you know, in my own story, when the doctors gathered around and told me that there was no hope and my daughter would live to be 80 years old in a vegetative state, I too felt a very strong urge to end my life that very night. But the prayer that I prayed was, God, I'm going to give you this mess, and I'm going to see if you can turn it into a miracle. And that's another great prayer to pray if you are feeling very suicidal. Just say, I give you this whole mess, and just, I'm going to live. I can see if you will turn it into a miracle, and I guarantee you that God will show himself to you.
We've been talking with Linda Evans Shepherd. The book is Prayers for Every Need. Linda, can we get this book?
This book is at bookstores everywhere, and you can also get a free blessing from me at myprayergift.com. And I hope that you will pick it up, or grab a copy of the Audible book and play it as you drive around town and just learn the language of prayer so that you can talk to a God who loves you.
And you've mentioned you've written some other books.
Oh, yes. I have a lot of books on prayer. I have one of my latest books is When You Need to Move a Mountain. It's about praying into great difficulties. I have a book called Stress Cure. I love that book, about giving our stresses to God. I have a book called Praying for Purpose and Praying Through Hard Times. And those are just a sampling of some of my prayer books. But if you go to my website, gottopray.com, you can see a whole bunch of my 38 books on prayer and other topics.
Yeah, got to pray. That's good. And you're also part of a ministry called Right to the Heart Ministries?
Yes. Well, I'm the head of a nonprofit called Right to the Heart. And one of the things that we do is we minister to the Christian women of the church. And we have an association called the Advanced Writer Speakers Association. We have 800 members, so you probably talk to a few of them. And we also are starting out a brand new project called Arise Esther, Arise Esther Evening. You can go to ariseestherevening.com and see our upcoming event on the evening of May the 2nd. It's an online virtual event that you and your friends can attend, where we will be helping you learn how to shine your light bright in this very dark night.
Well, Linda, it's been a joy talking with you. Linda Evans-Shepherd, her book is Prayers for Every Need, Power Prayers for Every Moment of Life. Again, where can people get a copy of the book?
They can get it at bookstores everywhere. And, of course, they can go to my website, gottopray.com, and all the URLs that sell books.
Well, Linda, again, thank you so much for chatting with us. We really appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.